We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
It's a little bit more. You're a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello and welcome, happy viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremememastertv.com. suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Compensation Commission approved $16 million for Kuwait environmental projects. In eco news, Peru bans genetically modified crops. In humanitarian news, a French museum donates toys to Nepalese children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 23rd, is the National Day of Egypt in remembrance of events which culminated in the establishment of the Egyptian Republic in 1953. This northern African country is internationally renowned as one of the locales of the famous Nile River and a land of great antiquities. The amazing pyramids of Giza are the most well-known monuments of ancient Egypt, with the Great Pyramid of Khufu being the largest. They are part of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Another World Heritage Site is the Wadi al-Hitan, or Whale Valley. We wish the fine Egyptian people a memorable National Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. In August 2009, Typhoon Morakot descended upon southern Formosa as the deadliest typhoon to hit the island in recorded history. It claimed over 600 lives, buried villages, and caused $3.3 billion in damages. At the time of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately offered emergency aid with all her heartfelt sympathy and prayers, asking that our nearby association members please go render any needed assistance. As per her loving instructions, our association's relief team had donated 14 power generators to 11 regional schools, enabling them to start their new semester as scheduled. They also delivered 56 tents and daily necessities to local residents.
Recently, the Chai County government held a music concert to thank all the kind donors for their help during those times of need and invited the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association to the event on behalf of Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring aid. During the concert, students from the 14 affected primary and secondary schools perform Aboriginal music and dance. The Chai County government also awarded letters of appreciation to the donors, while some of the officials present conveyed their appreciation.
捐赠给学校发电机使用，让学生们呢都可以很顺利的一个上课啊，让课业不至于中断。在这里真的非常感谢啊，青海老上师的一个爱心。谢谢我们的师父啊，在88的时候给我们非常大的一个协助啊，让我们在地的居民啊能够感受你们的爱。谢谢你们。
这次的风灾给我们很大的 教训就是我们要爱护地球，因为我们只有一个地球，所以在这里也要呼吁大家要吃素、要环保、要救地球。
We join in sincere gratefulness for all who brought comfort and relief to the typhoon-affected Formosan people. Our heartfelt thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional love and aid, and our association's relief team for their helpful endeavors. May our planetary conditions stabilize as humanity's kinder lifestyles help ensure the peaceful balance of the ecosphere.
Thunderstorms cause flooding in Europe. On Thursday, July 21st, at least 2 fatalities and 5 injuries were reported after severe thunderstorms packed with strong winds pummeled Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Romania. In Romania, a man who was sailing near the Black Sea resort of Eforia Sud lost his life on Wednesday evening due to lightning strike, while in Warsaw, Poland, a woman perished when part of a roof collapsed, with 5 others who were injured as over 180 roofs were damaged.
Emergency crews, meanwhile, worked to restore function after more than 1,000 trees were uprooted and thousands of homes were left without electricity as power lines were downed and a number of streets temporarily flooded. In neighboring Czech Republic, dozens of children were evacuated from several summer camps Thursday as a precautionary measure when rivers were noted to swell,
particularly in the northern Liberec region bordering Poland.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel in all the affected countries, for your efforts to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken residents. We pray that such weather extremities are minimized through our greater consideration of all fellow beings on Earth.
Earthquakes rock Italy, Greece, Fiji Islands, Formosa or Taiwan, Panama, Solomon Islands, and Zambia. On Sunday evening, July 17th, a shallow trembler measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale struck Ferrara in northern Italy, 55 kilometers north of Bologna, with minor damage to buildings reported. On Tuesday morning, Greek residents and tourists ran from homes and hotels in fear as an undersea quake of magnitude 5.0
hit off the western resort island of Zakynthos,
centered 350 kilometers west of Athens. That same day, a 5.2 trembler struck south of the Fiji Islands, 521 kilometers southeast of Conway Reef. On Wednesday afternoon, a 4.8 magnitude quake rumbled the seafloor 66 kilometers east of Hualien in Formosa. A 5.4 magnitude trembler struck in Latin America on Wednesday,
150 kilometers south of David, Panama.
On Thursday, a 6.0 quake shook the Solomon Islands, 28 kilometers northeast of Kirikira, while a magnitude 5.2 trembler occurred in Zambia, 222 kilometers north of Livingstone. Fortunately, none of the tremors resulted in any injuries or significant damage.
Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-stricken regions. May beings in all corners of the world be safeguarded from such potentially dangerous events through our kinder care of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
nung cháy và non mòn suối cạn.
Veg go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 550.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens citizens speak out. People in countries such as Afghanistan, Chile, Egypt, Greece, Israel, Italy, Jordan, Libya, Norway, Syria, the United Kingdom, and Yemen persist in their demands for greater human dignity, justice, democracy, and governments that work in the best interests of all fellow citizens.
Norway, at least 17 people were killed on Friday as a bomb first exploded in downtown Oslo, shattering windows as it tore open several buildings, including the offices of Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg. A short time later, a person posing as a policeman who was later arrested began firing on youth at a summer camp hosted by the Prime Minister's Labour Party. Along with the deaths, 90 people were hospitalized in Oslo. Prime Minister Stoltenberg, who was uninjured, spoke out against the act, as he also called upon fellow Norwegians to take care of each other in the wake of the tragedy.
Italy. On Friday, Italian national and local transport unions throughout the country went on a one-day strike to protest the nearly 4 years since their last contract was signed, with workers calling for a renewed agreement that allows salaries to keep up with inflation costs.
Greece, the International Monetary Fund, and leaders from Eurozone countries reached an agreement on Thursday to help Greece through her financial crisis by providing a second loan package worth $229 billion. Eurozone leaders are also implementing measures that are hoped to prevent the spread of economic instability to Spain and Italy.
Chile. A demonstration by hundreds of residents in the tsunami-devastated town of Dichato turned violent on Wednesday after the protesters, many of whom have been waiting more than 18 months for promised reconstruction aid, heard remarks made by Concepcion Governor Alejandro Reyes that some of their demands would be met soon, but not others. As police intervened with tear gas and rubber bullets, at least 8 people were injured, with many more arrested, according to the Santiago Times. Meanwhile, Chilean legislators such as Senator Jaime Quintana have called for an investigation into the government's negligence in addition to reports of excessive force and repression by authorities.
Israel. Israeli youth from all sides of the political spectrum united this past week to pitch tent villages in cities reaching up to the Lebanese border as they protested college dormitory and housing prices, with some saying that rents have increased by 50% in the past few years. In response, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding emergency meetings with cabinet members to propose reform measures.
Afghanistan. Press TV reported on a demonstration Friday by the people of North Afghanistan to protest the continued presence of U.S.-led North Atlantic Treaty Organization forces and the innocent citizens killed during their military operations, with the most recent losses being a father and 2 sons who died Thursday in a night raid on the eastern city of Saidabad.
Egypt, in an effort to appease protesters who have stated that they do not want a government with links to the former regime, Prime Minister Issam Sharaf inaugurated a new cabinet on Thursday, July 21st. Replacing half of the ministers. He also gave a nationally televised address in which he pledged to implement further reforms, including complete elimination of the corruption and police abuse that had driven the peaceful revolution earlier this year.
Jordan. King Abdullah II spoke out on Thursday against police attacks on media members who were covering a demonstration the previous week. Stating that such actions were unjustified, he called for greater journalist protection, as he also acknowledged the valued importance of their role.
United Kingdom. Police investigating the news of the World Phone hacking scandal have expanded their scope to other media as well, as they delve into papers from a private investigator dating back to 2006, which reveal that the investigator had sold illegally obtained information to news outlets such as the Daily Mail and the Daily Mirror. Daily Mail publishers told CNN they have banned reporters from using private investigators and strengthened systems to ensure compliance with the law.
Syria. On Friday, in dedication to the city of Homs, where at least 22 people were killed since Monday in a brutal government crackdown, activists reported from across the nation that hundreds of thousands joined in the call for the end of President Bashar al-Assad's rule, with some 400,000 gathered in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor alone. However, in the city of Qamishli, police and armed groups supportive of President al-Assad assaulted thousands of the protesters with batons and tear gas, with several who were injured, according to witnesses.
With sadness for all who have perished or endured injuries, we continue to pray for the strife in every country to subside, so that people across the globe may choose to live in lasting freedom, dignity, and peace.
more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
They have done nothing wrong except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been plenty and every of us wanted. Just freedom. Just a corner of the world to work, to earn the living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands, and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves, and then accumulate that contribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I gave you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late.
We don't have to go on snatching land, nor have we to hurry on converting men. It's not how many in a belief system, is what become of them. It's not the name of a religious order, it's what we make of the name. It's not how crowded a religion, is how much into world peace their contribution. It's not our words, it's rather louder our actions. What is going to be our legend in the long history of humans? Will it be right and just? Will it be noble and benevolent? Or just a grim picture soaked in anguished, bloody paint? Why always boast about our heavenly root? Oh, Almighty God's beloved children, while our life is tainted with all evils, while our survival is the cause of others' extinction, what is the mark of the chosen? Is it just the blood stain on your hands, be it from animals or men?
Excerpt from a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, The Real Love.
Let peace be here now.
Our planet. With prolonged drought in western Cuba having left water reserves in Havana at just 18% of capacity, some residents are receiving tap water only once every 6 days, with trucks that have been dispatched to deliver water in an effort to relieve the extreme situation.
Save our planet. To reduce the environmental threat of nuclear and other toxins being released into the Rio Grande, which supplies drinking water to many downstream people and animals alike. The Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, USA, completes the removal of nearby contaminated soil, as announced Wednesday, July 20th, 2011.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a refined world. In humanitarian news, a French museum donates toys to Nepalese children. Cœur Boilé Museum in Paris, which is dedicated to indigenous art and culture, sent more than 40 large boxes of toys to the children in Baldaghi and other camps in eastern Nepal. The museum collaborated with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Office, also in the capital city of France, to organise the campaign to collect toys. They were flown free of charge to Nepal by the humanitarian organisation Aviation Without Borders. One of the recipients, 5-year-old Selena Serpa, said, "This doll looks just like my friend. It is so beautiful, I will play with her every day." Our many thanks, Cœur Boilé Museum, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and Aviation Without Borders for your wonderful joint endeavour. May the lovely children greet bright and sustainable futures with God's abundant blessings.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Yesterday's Newspaper.
Husband, where is yesterday's newspaper? The wife said, I wrapped the garbage in it. The husband said, oh, I wanted to read it. So the wife said, there wasn't much to see, just some orange peels and coffee grounds.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Japanese vegetarian cooking recipe on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you so much for uploading such precious recipes. Veeling Grist from the United Kingdom.
Finally, a show on vegetarian Japanese food. Thank you very much. Lila from USA.
Greetings, Velenquist and Lila. It's sweet to hear from you. Japanese vegan food is so delicious and helpful. Please enjoy this and other wonderful ethnic cruelty-free recipes. Our best wishes and love to you and the compassionate people of the United Kingdom and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May each day be graced with divine joy and upliftment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a successful culmination of the three-decade U.S. Space Shuttle program, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA's, Atlantis returns from her final mission, landing safely with a 4-member crew at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA.
In the mountainous regions of Kyrgyzstan, a team of archaeologists from the Kyrgyz Academy of Sciences and the Russian Hermitage Museum unearthed a nearly 2-meter-high statue of a seated Buddha that may date back to the 8th century.
Her Royal Highness Princess Maha Chakri Sirindorn of Thailand sponsors young Ichiri Paniak Chanasak, a 15-year-old who is recovering from the loss of both legs in a train accident, as she donates a scholarship to one of Thailand's best schools and offers the teen the services of the royal family's doctors.
As part of a plan to reduce malnutrition, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, together with Peace Corps volunteers, are assisting 38 Senegalese communities in the planting of moringa trees, which grow even in dry conditions and whose leaves can be harvested for nutrients that greatly benefit the health of the vulnerable.
Ms. Hina Rabbani Kaur, who has become Pakistan's first woman to serve as foreign minister, announces that she is planning a trip to India to ensure that peace dialogue continues with the neighboring country.
As part of a continued campaign to reduce the harmful effects of alcohol, Russian President Medvedev signs a new law that in 2013 includes beer in a ban on alcohol sales in shops between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m., with advertising also prohibited.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.